Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Hey, folks, with flaming rocks entering the atmosphere, there's no one running the Pentagon right now, have you noticed? And no clear idea of when there will be a replacement for outgoing Leon Panetta. Yesterday, Chuck Hagel couldn't get past a vote in the Senate. And to leader of the Hagel opposition, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, something simply doesn't smell right here.
It's a series of things, a series of votes, an edge about him that makes many of us very unnerved about his selection at a time when the world is on fire.
The world is on fire, did you hear that? But having a leaderless Pentagon with the world on fire is the political consequence here. There will eventually be a Secretary of Defense. It may even end up being Chuck Hagel, but as Harry Reid, the Democratic Majority Leader, put it after the vote, just when you thought things couldn't get worse, it gets worse. With us is Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick. Welcome to the show, Todd.
Hi, John.
So, Harry Reid, not very happy fellow this morning.
On several levels, Harry Reid is not very happy. The Senate just got past a bruising fight over filibuster reform and delay of bills and nominees and cloture votes, only to find really an unprecedented filibuster of a defense secretary nominee. That has never happened before. Cabinet officials have been filibustered. National security candidates at the highest level have not. So unprecedented in that sense. And Harry Reid is upset that Chuck Hagel didn't get through yesterday, but Harry Reid gets to spend the next 10 days beating up on Republicans for stopping up the Senate and the fights that he's been having with them, basically casting Republicans as just unable to cooperate with President Barack Obama no matter what he does.
All right, can I turn you into a whip here?
Why, sure.
How many votes short is he? He's like 59 votes. He came pretty darn close yesterday. And who are we talking about of the folks that are going to have to be turned if this vote comes up again and is going to be successful?
59 and a half in a way. This was the closest of Senate cloture votes. Here's why. As they were on the floor voting, Hagel peeled four Republicans onto his side to cut off debate. This wouldn't have put him in the Pentagon, but it would have cut off debate. That's a cloture vote.
Right.
It turned out 58 because Harry Reid changed his vote back to no for procedural reasons. But another senator, an old friend of Chuck Hagel, Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah, voted present. Had Hatch voted yes, Hagel would have been in. But Hatch was a team player in this case. Really? So why are they doing this is the question. Why are they doing this? Well, there are lots of senators. The center of the Republican national security argument, Lindsey Graham, John McCain, Senator Kelly Ayotte, and the leadership have been asking the questions about Benghazi, as you know, a major political issue since before the election. There are other questions about Senator Hagel's past statements about Israel, about the Jewish lobby or Israel controlling the State Department.
They're looking for
these
paid speeches, the transcripts of these paid speeches. It seems to me this week they got a bunch of those, and they certainly got more documents from the White House on Benghazi. Not satisfactory?
Well, to some people, yes, and to some people, no. And here's why it's a little complicated, but also tells you why Hagel's likely to get in. Lindsey Graham, John McCain, and Senator Kelly Ayotte, the ones with all the questions about Benghazi, came out of a meeting yesterday, told me and some other reporters, look, I'm satisfied. These questions about Benghazi are satisfactory. I'm going to vote no today. We're going to hold up Hagel so that other senators have more time to get questions to their answers. But when we come back in 10 days after the President's Day recess, we'll all vote yes on moving ahead, which means, in Senator Lindsey Graham's words, unless there's some kind of bombshell or, I don't know, a meteor hitting the earth in Hagel terms,
right,
we're
going
to vote to let him go. And what that tells you is that for the next 10 days, there will be conservative senators. Think the new senator, Ted Cruz from Texas, who's been asking questions about Hagel's speeches. What did he say in these speeches? Who paid him for these speeches? Did he get money from foreign interests that are not friendly to the United States, like Saudi Arabia or others? Over the next 10 days, sorry to mix metaphors, a fishing expedition where conservatives on the right will be doing everything they can to try to dig up some dirt in a last-ditch effort to derail the Hagel nomination. So, if they're not successful, he gets through.
So we could see the Hagel version of Anita Hill here on some level.
Well, he
that would be quite an asteroid.
It would, and his hearing performance was just about the most disastrous since all the way back in the Anita Hill hearings. I mean, Chuck Hagel's performance in the Senate Armed Services Committee was epically bad. I don't know that it actually hurt his chances of getting nominated, because nobody's really referring to that. It certainly didn't help him and gave his opponents some fodder that Hagel just wasn't prepared, that seemed disinterested in really performing right. well in a hearing. He knows better. He's a former senator. He just didn't seem to care about doing all that
and
well.
And he set himself up for going into the Pentagon looking really, really weak. That, it seems to me, whatever happens here is a given. Let's talk about Graham for a minute. What's his play here? I mean, is he trying to be the leader in 2 years? The Senate isn't going to go back to the Republicans in 2 years, and in 4 years, that's way, way out there. What's Graham's game here? He's done this on Rice. Now he's doing this on Hagel. What's going on, Todd?
Senator Lindsey Graham has had a shoebox full of criticisms of the Obama administration's national security posture going all the way back to the year after 9/11. He has been highly critical both of the Bush administration and the Obama administration in their prosecution of torture and waterboarding, enemy detainees and combatants, questions over drones, questions over terrorism posture. So that's one issue. He does have a principled difference, and the Hagel nomination is a key way for Graham to take another issue, the attack in Benghazi, and highlight what he sees as an inadequate security posture in the Obama administration. That's one thing. The second thing, look a little bit closer than wanting to be leader in 2 years. Lindsey Graham is looking over his right shoulder. He is up for re-election in 2014 in South Carolina. He is constantly under criticism for being a conciliator, for reaching out to Barack Obama and cooperating with Democrats too often. He might want to pick a couple of issues where he can be hard right and prove his conservative bona fides. Keep in mind, Lindsey Graham is one of the gang of eight bipartisan senators trying to reach an agreement on immigration reform, which doesn't make him look like a right-winger. So he may want to pick some issues now that burnish his conservative bona fides as he runs in a primary in conservative South Carolina.
So the gang of eight doesn't become the gang of seven with Graham out of the picture. Todd Zulick, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure, John.